KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can also listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, latest news from NPR and from the KPR Newsroom. Forecast for today, increasing clouds, highs this afternoon near 71. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 40 degrees. The time is 6 o'clock.
Good morning. Please say a thing about tariffs. Amy Howe of SCOTUS blog says some of the court's conservative justices expressed doubt that the president has the power to use the law this way.
They certainly did seem to have the vote of Justice Neil Gorsuch, who was one of the strongest defenders of the challengers. And you know, Justice Amy Coney Barrett had some questions that were skeptical. Chief Justice John Roberts also had some questions that seemed to be very skeptical. So it seemed that there was probably a majority to strike down the tariffs.
She spoke to NPR's Morning Edition. Despite the justices' skepticism, it is not clear what their final decision will be. The decision is expected sometime next year. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. With federal food assistance uncertain due to the federal government shutdown, the city of Topeka has launched a fundraising campaign for families who depend on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The city's Office of Inclusive Communities and the Topeka Fire Department will collect monetary donations tomorrow and Saturday in a Pass the Hat campaign. Residents will be able to make donations at 5 collection sites. City officials told WIBW-TV the money collected will go to local families who are experiencing hardship due to delays in the allocation of SNAP benefits. The city of Emporia is suspending utility disconnections due to the uncertainty around SNAP funding. In a statement, Emporia City Manager Trey Cocking says city officials, quote, understand that many households are experiencing financial uncertainty and want to ease the burden. The city will hold off on disconnect fees and water shutoffs for individual residential utility accounts until the federal government shutdown has ended. Proposed changes to the funding formula for corrections programs in Kansas are on hold after some local agencies raised concerns. Suzanne Perez reports.
Kansas officials say changes are needed to ensure that funds for probation and parole programs are distributed fairly. The new formula would substantially cut funding in certain areas, including Wichita, which has the highest population of offenders under supervision. Steve Stonestreet is director of the Sedgwick County Department of Corrections. He says a 40% cut to his agency could reduce oversight of people on probation and put residents at risk.
Any changes to the formula needs to be done to at least keep public safety on the forefront.
Some areas would receive increases under the proposed change, including Johnson, Leavenworth, and Shawnee counties. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
More details are emerging in the case of a Shawnee County substitute school employee who's been charged with crimes against children. Shawnee County prosecutors say they received a tip about James Hankins-Siefkin in early October. A subsequent investigation found Hankins-Siefkin had allegedly had sex with a child known to him between August and October. Charges were filed against him on Wednesday. College basketball, KU women opened their season with a win over UMKC 74-64 last night. Weather forecast for today, increasing clouds with a high temperature this afternoon near 71 degrees. Winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming south in the afternoon. Could see gusts up to 25 miles an hour today. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 45. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 70. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 62. Cold front moves in Saturday night. The forecast for Sunday, sunny with a high near 42. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies and 39 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio at 7 minutes after 6.
Support for NPR comes from Total Wine and More.
We are doing our work, and this is what we feel like we have to do to make sure we maintain that safety profile.
Duffy said he and Bedford would meet with airline leaders to figure out how to implement the reductions fairly. The airlines are now scrambling to sort out what this means and explain it to their customers. Joel Rose, NPR News, Washington.
Support for KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics. Dole Fellow and former Kosovar diplomat Chandram Gashi in conversation with Pierre Shimunovich. November 13th, 7 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Still ahead on Morning Edition, Wall Street CEOs and other billionaires spent millions trying to stop Zoran Mamdani from becoming New York City's next mayor.
The universal reaction was, is this somebody you would hire to run a 300,000-person corporation? And, of course, the answer was no way.
What's next for New York business leaders now that Mamdani has won? We'll find out in about 15 minutes on Morning Edition.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice in Manhattan, providing care in private homes, assisted living centers, nursing homes, or at their own hospice house. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
Forecast for today, increasing clouds, highs this afternoon near 71 degrees. Breezy this afternoon, we'll see winds out of the south with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. In Lawrence at the moment, clear skies, 39 degrees, Topeka clear skies, 39 degrees, Atchison clear, and 39 degrees.
I'm Rebecca Kesby, host of BBC NewsHour. Today it's the Leaders' Summit ahead of COP30 in Brazil, but with Russia, China and the US a no-show, can it be effective? Plus, vibe coding and aura farming, the new words you need to know.
Aura farming. Okay, find out about it on the BBC NewsHour. That begins right after Morning Edition at 9 o'clock on KPR2. It's 6:21.
And from Fisher Investments, as a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to...
I also see that it's possible for this to not be a consideration. I'd like to see credit be used less, and maybe there be other factors that are considered instead.
With her insurance rates high and thoughts of applying for a mortgage someday, Brake says she's considering establishing a credit history. Robert Benincasa, NPR News.
You can read more about NPR's analysis of insurance premiums and credit and find a searchable zip code database at npr.org/investigations. This is NPR News.
The Colorado River isn't what it was back in 1922 when the last agreement was made on how to divvy up the water among the several states it feeds.
We've got these 19th century laws and 20th century infrastructure and 21st century climate, and those things don't fit together very well.
I'm Elsa Chang. How states are renegotiating their share of the river without federal intervention on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
You can listen to All Things Considered beginning at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, increasing clouds, high near 71. Windy with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. In Lawrence right now, still clear, 39 degrees. It's 6:30.
Response to President Trump persuading Republicans in Texas to redraw that state's congressional map to try to help Republicans. The National Transportation Safety Board says the left engine fell off a UPS cargo plane that crashed on takeoff this week in Louisville, Kentucky. At least 12 people were killed. This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The mayor of a small town in south central Kansas has been charged with voter fraud. Joe Ceballos is the mayor of Coldwater in Comanche County. Ceballos is a permanent legal resident of the U.S., but not a citizen. He's accused of voting in elections since 2022. Only citizens are permitted to vote. Ceballos was elected to a second term as mayor on Tuesday with nearly 83% of the vote. If convicted, he faces more than 5 years in prison. The leaders in Kansas school districts whose bond measures were defeated on Tuesday are looking for ways to move forward. KSN reports school bond measures failed in Wellington, Rock Hills, Hutchinson, Russell, Oberlin, and St. John Hudson. Oberlin Superintendent Jeremy Holloway says the district's schools desperately need updating, and now he's not sure how those needs will be met. A proposed change to the funding formula for Kansas corrections programs is on hold after lawmakers and local agencies said it could lead to major cuts in some areas. The new formula would cut funding by nearly 40% in Sedgwick County, which has the highest population of offenders under supervision. It would increase funding to Johnson, Leavenworth, and Shawnee counties. Kansas Secretary of Corrections Jeff Smuda told the legislative committee he plans to get an independent evaluation of the proposed formula.
To build confidence and transparency, make sure people understand what we're going to do, we thought it best, let's reach out to an independent third party from outside the system and probably outside the state.
Smuda says changes are needed to make sure funds for local probation and parole programs are distributed fairly. The city of Topeka is a step closer to getting out of the hotel business. KSNT reports the city is expected to sell Hotel Topeka within a week. The city purchased the hotel for $7.6 million about 2 years ago. Since then, the city has invested another $10 million into it. The city loses more than $1 million a year running the hotel. Weather forecast for today. Increasing clouds, highs this afternoon near 71 degrees. Breezy 2, winds out of the southeast. Could be gusting up to as much as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 45. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 70 degrees. It's 6:34.
Support for
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Still ahead, the White House has threatened Wikipedia's nonprofit status, and Elon Musk has called for it to be defunded. In a separate story, Tesla shareholders will vote today on whether to give Elon Musk a pay package worth up to $1 trillion. Those stories coming up in about 10 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from the Watkins Museum of History, presenting their 50th anniversary party, Keeping History Alive Since 75. November 20th, 5:30 to 10:30 at Abe and Jake's Landing. Tickets and details at watkinsmuseum.org.
Weather forecast for today, increasing clouds, highs this afternoon around 71 degrees. Little breezy too. Winds could gust up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 45. Tomorrow, sunny, still unseasonably warm. Highs tomorrow near 70 degrees. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday mostly sunny with a high near 62. Sunday, sunny, but with a high of only about 42. Big changes coming. It's 6:44.
This week on Prairie Journal, with the off-year election.
Nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia, 10 minutes away from the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown today. Last month, the Lawrence Community Orchestra, led by Rachel Dirks and assisted by local storyteller Will Avril, did the Carnival of the Animals. Listen for a recording we made of it. That's around 10:20 this morning. Before that, we have Handel, Bach, Mozart, and Leo Brouwer's evocative piece Un Dia de Noviembre for classical guitar. Good stuff on the Classical Morning Show. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Coming up in the weather today, increasing clouds, highs this afternoon near 71 degrees. Little breezy, winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming south in the afternoon. Gusts could be as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 45. Tomorrow, sunny, still unseasonably warm. High temperatures tomorrow near 70 degrees, about 10 degrees above average for this time of year. Forecast for Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 62. Saturday night, a cold front moves in. Forecast for Sunday, sunny with a high of just 42. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 39 degrees. It's 9 minutes before 7.
It's Morning Edition from and now record-breaking government shutdown. This afternoon on All Things Considered, how the shutdown is affecting planetary science. President Trump had already suggested cutting funding to a mission that would study an asteroid that is coming unusually close to Earth. And now, without a permanent budget in place, that funding has run out. Listen for more about how the shutdown is making it harder for NASA to study the solar system in the NPR app, on a smart speaker, or on this public radio station. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila Fadel.
And I'm A. Martinez.
72% of NPR listeners value public radio as an important community service. Support your community and promote your business by sponsoring KPR. Learn more at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Serving you since 1952, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Up next on Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom. It's 7 o'clock.
Could outlast the shutdown.
While federal employees wait for back pay, many contractors won't see a dime once the shutdown ends. Stephanie Sanek-Castro, who heads the Professional Services Council, says the impact stretches across industries, from defense to cybersecurity, and extends deep into civilian agencies.
We do have several examples of national security programs that have been hit, but I would hasten to say that the hardest hit sector within government contracting has been health and human services, as well as the civilian side.
Castro says the last major shutdown in 2019 erased an estimated $3 billion from the U.S. economy, losses that were never recovered. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
New York City Mayor-elect Zoran Mamdani has announced his transition team. He will take office at the beginning of next year. His team includes people who have served in past city administrations. NPR's Sarah Ventry has more.
The five-person team is made up entirely of women and includes a former Federal Trade Commission chair, former first deputy mayor, and the president and CEO of United Way of New York City. The team will be responsible for setting the stage for the new administration to enact an ambitious agenda. Mamdani, a Democratic socialist, campaigned heavily on promises to freeze the rent, make buses free, and create universal child care. Sarah Ventry, NPR News, New York.
On Wall Street in pre-market trading, Dow futures are higher. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. With federal food assistance uncertain due to the federal government shutdown, the city of Topeka has launched a fundraising campaign for families who depend on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP. The city's Office of Inclusive Communities and the Topeka Fire Department will collect monetary donations tomorrow and Saturday in a Pass the Hat campaign. Residents will be able to make donations at five collection sites. City officials told WIBW-TV the money collected will go to local families who are experiencing hardship due to delays in the allocation of SNAP benefits. The city of Emporia is suspending utility disconnections due to the uncertainty around SNAP funding. In a statement, Emporia City Manager Trey Cocking said city officials understand that many households are experiencing financial uncertainty and want to ease the burden. The city will hold off on disconnect fees and water shutoffs for individual residential utility accounts until the federal government shutdown has ended and SNAP funding has been restored. Proposed changes to the funding formula for corrections programs in Kansas are on hold after some local agencies raised concerns. Suzanne Perez reports.
Kansas officials say changes are needed to ensure that funds for probation and parole programs are distributed fairly. The new formula would substantially cut funding in certain areas, including Wichita, which has the highest population of offenders under supervision. Steve Stone Street is director of the Sedgwick County Department of Corrections. He says a 40% cut to his agency could reduce oversight of people on probation and put residents at risk.
Any changes to the formula needs to be done to at least keep public safety on the forefront.
Some areas would receive increases under the proposed change, including Johnson, Leavenworth, and Shawnee counties. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
More details are emerging in the case of a Shawnee County substitute school employee who's been charged with crimes against children. Shawnee County prosecutors say they received a tip about James Hankinsiefkin in early October. A subsequent investigation found Hankinsiefkin had allegedly had sex with a child known to him between August and October. Charges were filed against him on Wednesday. College basketball, KU women opened their season by defeating UMKC by a score of 74-64 last night. Weather forecast for today, increasing clouds. High temperatures this afternoon around 71 degrees. Breezy too, winds could gust as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 45. Tomorrow, sunny, still unseasonably warm. Highs tomorrow near 70. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 62. Saturday night, a cold front moves in. Forecast for Sunday, sunny with a high only around 42 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. It's 7:07.
Support for NPR comes from the...
This is NPR News.
KPR's Community Spotlight program values organizations that share our commitment to the arts, education, health, well-being, sustainability, and diversity of the areas we serve, and will highlight a nonprofit each month using KPR's airwaves, applications at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, electricity prices have been climbing faster than the overall cost of living, sparking frustration across the country.
When you're living on a fixed income, you feel it. There's been a few times we couldn't afford it. We've had our lights turned off before.
A closer look at what's behind rising utility bills coming up in about 15 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Music, presenting the 101st Vespers. The seasonal music tradition returns December 4th, 7:30 p.m. at the Lead Center. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Weather forecast for today, increasing clouds with a high this afternoon around 71 degrees. Breezy, could see gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 45. Tomorrow, Friday, sunny skies. Highs near 70 degrees. High temperatures these days, about 10, 11 degrees above average for this time of year. In Lawrence right now, sunny skies, 41 degrees. Topeka, sunny and 40 degrees.
I'm Rebecca Kesby, host of BBC NewsHour. Today it's the Leaders' Summit ahead of COP30 in Brazil. But with Russia, China and the US a no-show, can it be effective? Plus, vibe coding and aura farming, the new words you need to know.
BBC NewsHour comes your way at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR. This is NPR News.
The Colorado River isn't what it was back in 1922 when the last agreement was made on how to divvy up the water among the several states it feeds.
We've got these 19th century laws and 20th century infrastructure and 21st century climate, and those things don't fit together very well.
I'm Elsa Chang. How states are renegotiating their share of the river without federal intervention on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
Laura Lorson's your host for All Things Considered, beginning at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on Kansas Public Radio. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Quick look at the forecast for today. Increasing clouds, highs this afternoon near 71, breezy too with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. In Lawrence right now, sunny skies, 41 degrees at 7:30.
unimaginable, unprecedented, unwelcome, unpleasant level of chaos. If you don't have to fly starting on Friday, please don't. Stay home.
This is day 37 of the government shutdown, the longest on record. Authorities in New Jersey have arrested two men in connection with an alleged terror plot in Michigan, where three men were charged with conspiring to provide material support to ISIS and possessing firearms to be used to commit an act of terror. Alina Haba is New Jersey's acting U.S. attorney.
Protecting the homeland from radical Islamic terrorism and violent extremism is one of the Justice Department's highest priorities.
This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The mayor of a small town in south central Kansas has been charged with voter fraud. Joe Ceballos is the mayor of Coldwater in Comanche County. Ceballos is a permanent legal resident of the U.S., but not a citizen. He's accused of voting in elections since 2022. Only citizens are permitted to vote. Ceballos was elected to a second term as mayor on Tuesday with nearly 83% of the vote. If convicted, he faces more than 5 years in prison. A proposed change to the funding formula for Kansas corrections programs is on hold after lawmakers and local agencies said it could lead to major cuts in some areas. The new formula would cut funding by nearly 40% in Sedgwick County, which has the highest population of offenders under supervision. It would increase funding in Johnson, Leavenworth, and Shawnee counties. Kansas Secretary of Corrections Jeff Smuda told a legislative committee he plans to get an independent evaluation of the proposed formula.
To build confidence and transparency, make sure people understand what we're going to do, we thought it best, let's reach out to an independent third party from outside the system and probably outside the state.
Smuda says changes are needed to make sure funds for local probation and parole programs are distributed fairly. The city of Topeka is a step closer to getting out of the hotel business. KSNT reports the city is expected to sell Hotel Topeka within a week. The city purchased the hotel for $7.6 million about 2 years ago. Since then, the city has invested another $10 million in the hotel. The city loses more than $1 million a year running Hotel Topeka. Lawrence residents will soon have to pay to use the city's recreation centers. Membership fees will be required beginning January 5th. Residents can begin purchasing memberships on November 17th. Previously, the rec centers were free for Lawrence residents. The new fees are $120 a year for adults and $80 a year for seniors. Weather forecast for today calls for increasing clouds with a high temperature this afternoon near 71. Breezy 2, winds up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 45. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 70. Right now in Lawrence, sunny skies, 42 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR. It's 7:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from KU's Spencer Museum of Art, hosting a screening and discussion of the documentary Return of the Sacred Red Rock, November 8th, 2 p.m., Woodruff Auditorium in the Kansas Union. Information at spencerart.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, you're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Coming up in about 10 minutes on the Marketplace Morning Report, more about SNAP benefits. They remain on hold as the Trump administration figures out how to comply with a court order. We will visit food banks and pantries that are stepping in to fill the need. Again, in about 10 minutes. Weather forecast for today, increasing clouds, highs this afternoon near 71 degrees, still about 11 degrees above average for this date. Little windy too, winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming south in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 45. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 70. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 62. Windy, cold front moves in Saturday night. Forecast for Sunday, sunny with a high near just 42 degrees. That's what it is right now in Lawrence. Sunny 42 degrees at 744.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for this week's 105 Live, our weekly showcase of Kansas music, with our special...
This month's KPR Community Spotlight's on Good Shepherd Home Care and Hospice, serving the Manhattan area for over 45 years with end-of-life care to all, regardless of insurance status or ability to pay. More details at goodshepherdhh.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Glad you're with us. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia today. Last month, the Lawrence Community Orchestra, led by Rachel Dirks and assisted by local storyteller Will Avril, did the Carnival of the Animals. Listen for the recording we made of it around 10:20 this morning. Before that, Handel, Bach, Mozart, and much, much more. That's on the Classical Morning Show from 9 till noon on KPR. If you're listening to KPR2, coming up at 9, it's news from the BBC. Weather forecast for today, increasing clouds, high temperatures this afternoon around 71 degrees. A bit breezy, could see gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 45. Tomorrow, sunny, still unseasonably warm. Highs tomorrow near 70. Looking ahead to the weekend, Saturday mostly sunny with a high near 62, very windy. Saturday night a cold front moves in. The forecast for Sunday, sunny with a high near 42. It's warmer than that right now in Lawrence. Sunny skies, 43 degrees. Topeka sunny and 42 degrees. 9 minutes before 8.
Place Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Peebo Bryson, the Golden Touch Tour, celebrating 50 years in music. Saturday, November 22nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and KPR and a complete look at your weather forecast. It's 8 o'clock.
Good morning. This says he was killed in the attack that day by Hamas-led militants, who then took his body into Gaza. Under the terms of this ceasefire, Israel releases the bodies of 15 Palestinians in exchange for each Israeli body that's returned. But since this deceased hostage is not Israeli, there will be no reciprocal handover this time. 6 bodies remain to be transferred from Gaza, 5 Israelis and 1 foreigner. Lauren Fryer, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. With federal food assistance still uncertain due to the federal government shutdown, the city of Topeka has launched a fundraising campaign for families who depend on the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The city's Office of Inclusive Communities and the Topeka Fire Department will collect monetary donations tomorrow and Saturday in a Pass the Hat campaign. Residents will be able to make donations at 5 collection sites. City officials told WIBW-TV the money collected will go to local families who are experiencing hardship due to delays in the allocation of SNAP benefits. The city of Emporia is suspending utility disconnections due to the uncertainty around SNAP funding. In a statement, Emporia City Manager Trey Crocking said city officials understand that many households are experiencing financial uncertainty and want to ease the burden. The city will hold off on disconnect fees and water shutoffs for individual residential utility accounts until the federal government shutdown is ended and SNAP funding has been restored. Proposed changes to the funding formula for corrections programs in Kansas are on hold after some local agencies raised concerns. Suzanne Perez has that story.
Kansas officials say changes are needed to ensure that funds for probation and parole programs are distributed fairly. The new formula would substantially cut funding in certain areas, including Wichita, which has the highest population of offenders under supervision. Steve Stonestreet is director of the Sedgwick County Department of Corrections. He says a 40% cut to his agency could reduce oversight of people on probation and put residents at risk.
Any changes to the formula needs to be done to at least keep public safety on the forefront.
Some areas would receive increases under the proposed change, including Johnson, Leavenworth, and Shawnee counties. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Suzanne Perez in Wichita.
More details are emerging in the case of a Shawnee County substitute school employee who's been charged with crimes against children. Shawnee County prosecutors say they received a tip about James Hankinsiefkin in early October. A subsequent investigation found Hankinsiefkin had allegedly had sex with a child known to him between August and October. Charges were filed against him on Wednesday. In college basketball, KU women opened their season with a victory over UMKC last night, 74-64. Weather forecast for today, increasing clouds, highs this afternoon around 71 degrees. That's about 11 degrees above average for this date. A little windy too, winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming south in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 25 miles an hour. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 45. Tomorrow, Friday, sunny, still warm. Highs tomorrow near 70 degrees. In Lawrence right now, sunny 44 degrees. This is Morning Edition on KPR. It's 8:07.
Support for NPR comes from Ms. Washington.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating options, outcomes, and opportunities for Kansas and the world. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Good morning. Glad you're with us. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up in the next half hour of Morning Edition, Wall Street CEOs and other billionaires spent millions trying to stop Zohran Mamdani from becoming New York City's next mayor.
The universal reaction was, is this somebody you would hire to run a 300,000-person corporation? And, of course, the answer was no way.
What's next for New York's business leaders now that Mamdani has been elected? We'll find out in about 15 minutes. Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show today from noon to 3 here on KPR in the noon hour, we'll enjoy an early symphony by Haydn. Also on the program, a Czech piano trio and Prokofiev's first piano concerto. Classical music from noon to 3 on KPR. If you're listening to KPR 2, stay tuned for BBC News throughout the day. Forecast for today, increasing clouds, highs this afternoon around 71 degrees, bit breezy, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming south in the afternoon. Could see gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 45. Tomorrow, Friday, another sunny day, and high temperatures near 70 degrees. These are daily high temperatures, about 10 or 11 degrees above average. Things will cool off over the weekend, though. Cold front coming in Saturday night. It's 8:21.
Support for NPR comes from the
share of the river without federal intervention on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes your way this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, from 3:27 on KPR. Up next on KPR's Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, increasing clouds. Highs this afternoon about 71. Breezy too, could see wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Right now in Lawrence, sunny skies, 46 degrees. It's 8:30.
and has withheld information about the attacks that could lead to war with Venezuela. Claudia Rizales, NPR News, the Capitol.
This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. The mayor of a small town in south central Kansas has been charged with voter fraud. Joe Ceballos is the mayor of Coldwater in Comanche County. Ceballos is a permanent legal resident of the U.S., but not a citizen. He is accused of voting in elections since 2022. Only citizens are permitted to vote. Ceballos was elected to a second term as mayor on Tuesday with nearly 83% of the vote. If convicted, he could face more than 5 years in prison. A proposed change to the funding formula for Kansas corrections programs is on hold after lawmakers and local agencies said it could lead to major cuts in some areas. The new formula would cut funding by nearly 40% in Sedgwick County, which has the highest population of offenders under supervision. It would increase funding in Johnson, Leavenworth, and Shawnee counties. Kansas Secretary of Corrections Jeff Smuda told a legislative committee he plans to get an independent evaluation of the proposed formula.
To build confidence and transparency, make sure people understand what we're going to do, we thought it best, let's reach out to an independent third party from outside the system and probably outside the state.
Zamuda says changes are needed to make sure funds for local probation and parole programs are distributed fairly. The city of Topeka is a step closer to getting out of the hotel business. KSNT reports the city is expected to sell Hotel Topeka within a week. The city purchased the hotel for $7.6 million about 2 years ago. The city loses more than $1 million a year running the hotel. Lawrence residents will soon have to pay to use the city's recreation centers. Membership fees will be required beginning January 5th. Residents can begin purchasing memberships on November 17th. Previously, the rec centers were free for Lawrence residents. The new fees are $120 a year for adults and $80 a year for seniors. Weather forecast for today calls for increasing clouds with a high temperature this afternoon near 71 degrees. A bit breezy, too. Winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming south in the afternoon, gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 45. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 70. Right now in Lawrence, we have sunny skies, 46 degrees. Topeka, sunny and 45 degrees. The time is 8:34.
Support for NPR comes from... This is NPR News.
Support for the coverage of health news on KPR comes from the Sunflower Foundation. Based in Topeka, the Sunflower Foundation serves as a catalyst for improving the health of all Kansans. More information is available at sunflowerfoundation.org.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Still ahead on Morning Edition, the White House has threatened Wikipedia's nonprofit status, and Elon Musk has called for it to be defunded. Also coming up in the E segment, Tesla shareholders will vote today on whether to give Elon Musk a pay package worth up to $1 trillion. All that and more still ahead on Morning Edition.
Support for KPR comes from Blue Collar Press. Blue Collar Press has been helping businesses, musicians, and artists, big and small, turn ideas into promotional merchandise for 20 years. More information at bluecollarpress.com.
Weather forecast for today, increasing clouds, highs this afternoon, around 71 degrees. Breezy, too, could see wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Right now in Lawrence, sunny skies, 48 degrees, Topeka sunny and 46. It's 8:44.
This week on Prairie Journal, with the off-year elections behind us, we look ahead to the 2026...
This is NPR News.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
KPR's Big Band Christmas is coming up on Saturday, December 13th at Liberty Hall in Lawrence, and you better not wait to get your tickets. Last year's concert sold out, so run, don't walk, to Ticketmaster.com or the Liberty Hall box office and get your tickets locked in for Big Band Christmas with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra. Again, that's Saturday night, December 13th. You can get all the details at kansaspublicradio.org. Updated forecast from the National Weather Service says we can expect increasing clouds with a high near 70. That replaces the old high, which was expected near 71. So don't know if that will affect your plans. It'll still be windy. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 15 miles an hour, becoming south in the afternoon. Winds could gust as high as 25 miles an hour. For tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 45. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 70. Outlook for the weekend, it's kind of interesting, actually. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 62. Windy, could see gusts up to 30 miles an hour on Saturday. That wind is bringing in a cold front Saturday night. The forecast for Sunday is sunny with highs only around 42 degrees. Right now in Lawrence, sunny skies, 48 degrees. It's 9 minutes before nine.
Asteroid that is coming unusually close to Earth. And now, without a permanent budget in place, that funding has run out. Listen for more about how the shutdown is making it harder for NASA to study the solar system in the NPR app, on a smart speaker, or on this public radio station. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila Fadel.
And I'm A. Martinez.
Support for KPR comes from Maselli's, catering to Lawrence, Topeka, Kansas City, and surrounding areas for almost three decades. Available for wedding receptions, business meetings, or other special events. Details on catering and venue options at Maselli's.com.
Serving you since 1952, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Topeka Zoo, a Topeka destination for over 85 years, enriching the community through wildlife conservation and education. Open daily from 9 to 5. Calendar of events and ticket information is found at topekazoo.org.
Glad you could join us on this Thursday morning. Do keep listening. The Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia is up next on KPR2. It's the BBC News Hour. Forecast for today, increasing clouds. Highs near 70 degrees this afternoon. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 15. Becoming south in the afternoon, we could see gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 45. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 70. In Lawrence at the moment, sunny skies, 48 degrees. Topeka, sunny, 47. It's a minute after 9.
Live from NPR News.